Madhya Pradesh, following, organizer, report, Shivraj Singh Chauhan banned hijab and Iqbal's poem at Damoh school. Posters of Hindu girls wearing hijab from Damoh were shared widely on the internet, after some digging organizer found that the matter was not just about hijab as dress code but about the passive conversion. With the NCPCR's action, the girls are not obliged to wear scarf as dress mandatorily. On May 31, organizer reported a case from the Damoh district of Madhya Pradesh where Hindu minor girls were seen wearing hijab, a practice common to Islam, on a poster outside the private school. Organizers also found videos and pictures from the school prayers and events showing students reciting prayers like Lab Pia Hedwa and wearing hijab during the sports day events. This was alarming, hence, we also wrote a letter to the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights, NCPCR, asking action to be taken in the said matter. We drove his attention towards the prayers recited in the school and the mandatory scarf as the dress code. Taking cognizance of the matter, the NCPCR issued a letter to the district collector. The letter demanded details on the facts if the school had permission to allow hijab as a dress code. The commission also found videos of students reciting religious prayers which are alarming. The authorities seem to breach Article 28(3) of the Indian Constitution and the funding received by the institution. Copy of the notice issued by the NCPCR to the DM Damoh on May 31st, image, organizer. Notably, with prompt action, the administrator of the school Haji Muhammad Idris, wrote a letter to the Chief Minister of the state Shivraj Singh Chauhan, stating the scarf was never mandatory as a school uniform, it was always optional. However, from now onwards, scarf or hijab will not be a part of the school uniform for any girl studying at the school. Copy of the letter presented by Haji Muhammad Idris to the CM of Madhya Pradesh, image, organizer. It is pertinent to mention that the Chief Minister of the state, Chauhan, took cognizance of the matter and said will never allow things like this in Madhya Pradesh ever. He tweeted a video from an event and wrote, "What happened in Damoh school? Such activities will not work on the land of Madhya Pradesh, such schools will be closed." Find his tweet here. Sharing the letter by Haji Idris, Kanungo wrote on Twitter, "It was not a scarf, it was a hijab, don't spread lies, Haji Idris." The investigation is going on. Today the team of the State Children's Commission will reach Damoh, saying whatever is to be said, the drama of influencing the media and inciting public sentiments and gaining sympathy is not going to work. Find his tweet here. Members of Madhya Pradesh SCPCR Megha Pawar and Onkar Singh visited the school today and also met the parents. Sharing a picture from the visit, Kanungo wrote, "Contrary to the scientific theory of human evolution sequence of Charles Darwin, the orthodox Islamic theory of human origin is being taught to the children in this school. Action will be taken against the officials of the education department who ignored these serious issues while granting recognition to this school." A still from the school campus, image, Twitter, Priyank Kanungo, MPSCPCR members Megha Pawar and Onkar Singh, left, and people from the school administration, right, image, Danik Bhaskar. In order to influence the investigation being done by at Collector Damoh on the instructions of the Chief Minister Shri at Chauhan Shivrajji, in the middle of the investigation Haji Idris is destroying the evidence by getting the building painted, in this regard at NCPCR underscore notice should is being issued. Find his tweet here. Notably, the school, Ganga Jamna Higher Secondary School, is an English medium private institution located in ward number 4 of the Futra area in Damoh district. The posters in circulation had names of meritorious students of the school, both girls and boys. Out of 18 mentioned students, 3 were boys and the rest were girls. Out of 15 girls, 4 were from Hindu and Jain communities. Shockingly, all these girls were seen wearing hijab, a scarf covering their hair. Organizer checked the Facebook and YouTube pages of the Ganga Jamna school and found several controversial stuff. Pictures of the students posted by teachers of the school show that the girls are wearing hijab even during the sports day. Some of them might be Muslims, but not everyone. The yearly class photographs posted on Facebook show the heads of these girls covered. Those who have not worn hijab have kept a dupatta on their heads. The video clips of the events are available on the channel and these students are reciting prayers by Allama Iqbal such as Sare Jahan Se Acha and Lab Pai Hedwa. Notably, in these clips the girls can be seen wearing hijab and starting their prayers with Islamic greetings, Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh. Find the video clip here. Earlier, the state home minister, Dr. Narottam Mishra, while speaking with media said, in the matter of Hindu girls being shown in hijab in Ganga Jamuna school in Damoh, the district education officer and the local police officer investigated the matter but found nothing. However, in view of the seriousness of the matter, the superintendent of police has been instructed to thoroughly investigate the entire matter. Damoh collector Mayank Agrawal tweeted, the information being spread by some people regarding a poster of Ganga Jamuna school was found to be wrong by the station in charge local Kotwali, and the district education officer and the inquiry committee submitted its report. The SP Damoh also replied to the tweet that, the allegations were not proved on the investigation. Find his tweet here. It is pertinent to mention that this is not the first time that Hindu activists have complained about the school and their forced religious practices. Read the full report here. Madhya Pradesh, truth behind the viral poster showing Hindu girls wearing hijab in Ganga Jamuna school, Damoh. Back in September 2021, the members of the Vishwa Hindu Parishad handed over a memorandum to the DM. They alleged that the students at Ganga Jamuna school are forced to take the madarsa kind of education. The girl students at the school were forced to wear hijab whereas the boys were forced to offer namaz. Inside the classroom, Quran ayats were written in Arabic language and many such points were raised in the memorandum. However, no action was taken against the administration to date. Organizer. We'll keep updating this report with coming events and updates. Topics. MPSC PCR MP News Damoh News Damoh Hijab Controversy Ganga Jamuna School Hijab Poster Damoh Damoh School Controversy Haji Idris Priyank Kanungo CM Shivraj on Damoh Case Shivraj Singh Chauhan Hijab Controversy in MPNC PCR.